Amnesty International has accused China of committing crimes against humanity in Xinjiang province. The organisation has collected new evidence of the persecution of Muslims and says the region has become a dystopian hellscape for hundreds of thousands of Muslims subjected to mass internment and torture. Xinjiang in the northwestern region is home to the Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities. Now, before we hear from Amnesty itself, we can hear the voiced and, I warn you, distressing testimony of some of the former detainees of these internment camps. This man talks about the torture of the tiger chair.
The man was in our room for more than 2 months. He was made to sit in a tiger chair. I think the man was being punished for pushing a guard. They brought the chair into our room. They told us that if we helped him, then we would sit in the chair. It was an iron chair. His arms were cuffed and chained. His legs were chained as well. His body was tied to the back of the chair. Two cuffs were locked around his wrists and legs. A rubber thing was attached to his ribs to make the person sit up straight. He would urinate and defecate in the chair. He was in the chair for 3 nights, and he died after he was taken out of the cell.
In another testimony, let's hear this man recounting how his wife was forced to have an abortion.
My wife was 7 months pregnant. The law was, if you have more than 2 kids, then you have to pay a fine. And if you can't pay, there is prison. I told them I could pay the fine. They said no. So they took her to hospital and did an abortion.
Those testimonies voiced by colleagues in the newsroom. Now, earlier I spoke to Amnesty's senior crisis advisor, Jonathan Loeb, and he told me a little bit more about the gathering of the evidence for this report.
Over the past 20 months, Amnesty has been investigating the situation in Xinjiang, both inside and outside of the internment camps. And as part of this investigation, we interviewed over 100 people, including 55 former detainees from the internment camps. And these detainees gave us a very detailed and unfortunately tragic description of what life is like inside the camps. And each one of them describes an environment in which torture is endemic, an environment in which every moment, every aspect of their day is regimented for them. They describe a ceaseless indoctrination campaign that is focused essentially on rooting out Islamic practices and Turkic Muslim ethno-cultural practices, and replacing these with sort of state-sanctioned behaviors and practices.
How many Uyghurs and other Muslims have been detained since this particular crackdown began really in 2017?
Yeah, reports indicate that hundreds of thousands of Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other members of predominantly Muslim ethnic minority groups have been unlawfully detained in Xinjiang since 2017. And according to the government's own statistics, hundreds of thousands more have also been detained in prisons. The precise numbers are unknown at this point as a result of the tremendous efforts that the government has gone to trying to prevent the world from understanding what is going on in Xinjiang.
And Jonathan, what reasons does the Chinese government give for detaining people in the camps or in the prisons? Do they say they've committed a crime against the state or a crime against the individual?
The government has provided a variety of explanations about the camps and the individuals in them since 2017, initially denying the existence of the camps and subsequently referring to them as educational facilities. But despite, again, what the government has said, the camps were not designed to educate anyone under any reasonable understanding of that term. They were designed to erase people's cultural identities. Similarly, all of the 55 former detainees who Amnesty interviewed that were in these internment camps had been detained for what appears to be, by all reasonable standards, entirely lawful conduct. No one committed any internationally recognized criminal offense. They were detained because they had traveled abroad, because they had called someone abroad, or because their family member had traveled abroad or called someone abroad. Many were detained because they downloaded WhatsApp or Skype or some other foreign software application on their phone, and many were arrested for praying or for working in a mosque or having religious content on their phone. These are the types of reasons why people are sent to these camps.
You record evidence of physical as well as psychological torture. What is the Tiger Chair?
Yes. Unfortunately, torture is endemic in internment camps. Every former detainee Amnesty International interviewed was tortured or subjected to other cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment. These are inescapable aspects of life in the internment camps. The report divides the torture that occurs in these camps into two broad categories. The first is the physical and non-physical torture that all detainees experience as a result of the cumulative effects of daily life in the camps. The second category is the physical torture that specific detainees, and Amnesty interviewed 17 or 18 former detainees who were punished during interrogations and as punishments. And these interrogations often take place in what is known as tiger chairs. Tiger chairs are steel metal chairs where a detainee's arms and legs are affixed to the chair such that they are entirely immobilized. And detainees are made oftentimes to sit in these chairs for 24 hours at a time. And often they are interrogated and otherwise physically beaten while immobilized in these chairs.
Do all detainees eventually get released from these camps, or what does one have to do to obtain your freedom?
Yeah. The process of being released from an internment camp is unfortunately not well understood, even by the detainees themselves. We do know that many detainees have been released from camps. The 55 detainees we interviewed spent, for the most part, between 9 and 18 months in one or two camps before being released. We do know that many people still remain arbitrarily detained inside Xinjiang. We also know that some people have been transferred from internment camps to prisons, and others have been transferred from internment camps to situations where they are made to do labor.
And you were listening there to Amnesty Senior Crisis Advisor Jonathan Lowe.